This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Now, isn't that why the kick six happened? Is because they didn't have athletic guys on the field?
Well, the kicking team.
Yeah, but yeah, they had a bunch of linemen to protect.
To, yeah.
And so it was easy to run around. Gronk could not have been easier to run around in this instance, this Miami play. Which, by the way, do we have our Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week?
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
10 seconds left. Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel, or will it? Miami running around, circling, oh look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What a play.
Didn't it sound like there's something wrong there? Didn't it sound like there were a lot of people and mass hysteria there?
There was mass hysteria.
It was a Dolphins game, though.
People show up.
Twelves of people.
No. It's the Pats coming to town, so people show
up. Well, they
up
weren't cheering.
And, well, what I was saying, it's the Pats coming to town, so people will show up to watch. Even if they're Dolphin fans who don't really like the Dolphins that much because of good teams in town. It's an event town, John.
It's an event town? Is that what we call it now when nobody comes to anything?
Yeah.
That's what we call it, an event town?
When a contender for the Super Bowl comes to town, the best team in your division for the last decade plus comes to town, people will show up. Mm. The worst Dolphin teams have given that team a run for the money, so people actually want to see that game.
That's kind of a known deal with Miami, though, John. You know that. We're a factor, and then fell off, and then LeBron came to town, and we're a factor. We've seen it with the Marlins, I mean, although that's a little different. That's even harder. Dolphins have always been fairly consistent, but they've had their issues getting people in the stands they're really good. I mean, unlike Houston, where it's packed all the time for every event and every sport.
That's right. No, that's right. Yeah. Oh, almost 3 million fans at Astros. Despite this team, people are still going out to Rockets games. Despite the way that they're playing, and
two and seven,
and forget about it. Did you see how many people were there yesterday for this game?
We'll make it 3-7 in their last 10. That's fine. 3-7 in their last 10. Rockets. Right now, I'm starting to wonder. You know what? It's going to get harder to trade. I'm just going to say it. It's going to get harder to trade Chris Paul.
Oh, it's impossible.
The longer
you go
into the contract, I wonder if it's easier if it's possible to move him earlier in the contract than later. In other words, if Chris Paul says, I am not feeling this, and the Rockets say, you know what? We're not feeling it either. If the two of them...
Let me ask you this question.
LeBron?
No chance.
Wasn't he one of the banana hammocks or whatever they're called?
That's an odd way to put
that's
it.
Was that
banana.
What it's called?
That's
I don't
know.
No, what was the name of it?
Banana boat.
The banana boat.
That's fine, but they have their own young point guard that the Lakers like. So I'm not sure they're going to.
Who's that?
Lonzo. So I'm not sure they're going to reduce Lonzo's minutes.
I want Lonzo in Houston, and I want LeVar in Houston.
No one wants LeVar anywhere. So, honestly, really, who would take this? This is the now.
A team who has a chance to win at a high level.
Who? What?
Chris can still play. It's not a great contract. Admittedly, it's not a favorable contract.
No. And, oh, by the way, from what you've seen of Chris Paul this year, Chris Paul can still play?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? You're certain you're making that assertion right now that Chris Paul... Will Chris Paul... No, Chris Paul
you
does not have the same quick...
play to that, not be able to play?
Listen... I've seen some stuff that is just, he doesn't have the ability to get past people now. So even big guys can stay with him. And now he can't get his shot up over them.
I wonder how healthy he is right now. I mean,
how
he already was
he ever is. What do you mean?
He's not. So, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I wonder if he is playing himself into shape. I mean, he was out for a little while with the hammy. Maybe he is just getting back.
From last year? That one?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or was it hammy this year that was getting him? Was it groin hammy? I mean, it's soft tissue. I still think if you might have a chance sooner rather than later. Was there any competition to sign him? There had to be someone else who was interested in signing him, right?
Mm.
Did you just have to give him 40 so he wouldn't get mad?
So, yeah, so he would be happy. And so you could bring Carmelo, too.
I didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, who was the competition?
There was no. It's like a A-Rod
there
contract.
There had to have been competition
there was no,
for
you,
Chris.
You were in competition with yourself.
Just so he wouldn't get mad.
I guess.
No, there had to be somebody else. Lakers.
No. No.
Yes, everyone knew it was Lakers.
When did you hear that?
There was a lot of buzz about the Lakers.
What? When did you hear that?
People were talking.
No one ever said that.
The streets were talking about Chris Paul wanted to go to the Lakers, and the Lakers wanted Chris Paul. Actually, there was that talk, wasn't there? Yes, no. Is there any trade partners? I love Chris Paul from 2018. I love that Chris Paul. But I just don't like the $40 million Chris Paul as much.
Yeah, no, this iteration
I don't like
of Chris
this,
Paul.
I like last year's Chris Paul better than this
Chris
year's.
Chris QT, you think, is not nearly as...
I don't love the Equalizer 2, Chris Paul. It's not... The Rotten Tomatoes on this one are at about 48%. Rotten Tomatoes last year, 93%. Unbelievable. One of a transcendent performance from Chris Paul. Can't miss basketball. This year's Rotten Tomatoes, like, stale, played out, should not have made the sequel, look like a cash grab.
You're overestimating this version of Chris Paul. This is not even one that made it to theaters. This is a straight-to-video.
This is not straight-to-video.
In fact, Denzel. Yeah.
This is major market release. This is a major release, Dell.
No, it's not.
Every Chris
in
Paul.
Fact, in yes. this Equalizer 2, Denzel decides, you know what, I'm not coming back. So they had to go hire someone else. It's not that bad.
You two stop it.
They hired Forrest Whitaker to do it.
Stop it.
And Forrest Whitaker is the equalizer.
Forrest Whitaker is not the equalizer.
Yeah.
Forrest Whitaker is not the equalizer.
This Chris Paul is Forrest Whitaker.
This is not this. I'm gonna go look and see if his numbers are as bad as you guys are at.
You're the one who brought it up.
Right now,
stop with the playing himself in the shape. He was out for like 3 games.
Yeah, that you can get out of shape.
It was 3 games.
And the offseason, he had surgery.
Wait a minute.
Multiple
he
surgeries,
got out of
probably.
Shape in 3 games?
It happens.
Oh, my.
When you get older.
Oh, boy.
Look at this. Yeah, there's telltale signs, but his numbers did go down last year in every category. In every relevant category relative to what he did with the Clippers, his numbers were down last year. And that was super good. Like, I was super excited about
that.
And
now look at his numbers this year.
They're down. It's weird. It's almost like like you usually see with older players, not with Chris Paul.
And you only have $159 million left on the deal.
Even his free throw percentage is tanked. It's his lowest free throw percentage of his career. He's at 77%. Last year he was at 92%. Ooh, 3-point percentage down. Field goal down. Rebounds down. Assists the same.
Turnover. What about assist to turnover?
Ooh, turnover, a full turnover higher. I wouldn't call it. It's Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan is an up and coming star. What are you talking about, Michael B. Jordan? What are you talking
about? It's not
about?
Denzel. It's not Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker has an Oscar, by the way.
And Chris Paul was really good back in the day. Forrest Whitaker's not winning an Oscar
right.
today.
Who would it be?
I just gave it to you.
Is it like who's Danny the,
who's
Glover?
The, who's
is
the,
that David? Is it
who's the guy that always dresses up like a woman and
it's not Tyler Perry.
It's Tyler Perry.
It's not Tyler Perry.
No, it's not.
This isn't Tyler Perry.
This isn't a Tyler Perry.
He's Madea. No, this isn't Madea.
He's already.
This isn't Madea. Look what you did.
He's Madea.
This isn't Chris's house.
This is exactly.
There's
what
not going to be a sign. There's not going to be Chris Paul being sassy at a Thanksgiving dinner.
Even the second initial.
Ah, this is a terrible.
Paul, it's Madea.
It's a terrible analogy. Make him somebody else.
No,
I gave him somebody else.
I gave you Forrest Whitaker, and you fought it. Now he's Madea.
Kenan Thompson. Sola said Kenan Thompson as the enforcer or the equalizer, because you're not buying that either.
No, this is an Eddie Murphy movie. This is really, really, and that's gone. It's so he's talking to more animals or something.
Oh no, those are the ones those he gets good ones reviews. Get,
he gets paid for those, and they work in the box office.
It's when he has to be
in the box office.
It's when he has to be Eddie Murphy that it goes downhill. When he's not wearing, when he's makeup or doing an animal voice, good. Eddie Murphy face, bad.
Yeah, him as the donkey, everyone loves him.
Everybody loves the donkey.
You know who this is?
Oh, yeah.
It's Chris Paul is. He's now, because I'm going to go cross-racial reference, it's now Adam Sandler's Equalizer 2, and no one's buying it.
Adam Sandler, don't his Netflix movies still work out for them? They gave him a big deal.
I don't know. Not the last one.
I didn't watch it.
It's kind of
his daughter was getting married or something. Oh, terrible. I got through about 10 minutes. There you go. And he got paid for it, too. And he got paid big.
I'm like, hey, wait a minute. What about Punch Drunk Love? That was a good one. Yeah, that was 2017-18, Chris Paul.
Right.
This is the Adam Sandler's daughter's getting married and Chris Rock's in it, too. Yeah. Like, no.
Chris Rock is a surgeon.
What's the budget on this? What is the budget on this?
Chris Rock can't be a surgeon?
Chris Rock?
He can't be a surgeon?
Chris Rock?
Why can't Chris Rock be a surgeon in the movie?
Because he can't. Okay? Let's cast
this
better.
It's not like he actually has to do open heart surgery. He has to pretend like he's doing open heart surgery.
He doesn't feel like a serious guy.
I didn't believe it for a minute. Okay?
Actually, he had that one movie where he was like hooking up with all the girls, whatever. That was like 3 years ago. That was really good.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was really good. But he, you know what? What's the budget on this Chris Paul movie? $160 million? Oh,
what?
My God. You're never going to recoup that at the box office.
Never.
This thing is going wood right now. It's flopping.
You know what? It's going to drive me to drink. And if I drink?
Oh, man.
And what's going to happen? Thrive. Thrive Plus. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to take three before I go to bed, and I'm going to feel better the next day. What I need you to do right now is go to DecideThrive.com. They're in Houston. So here's the deal. You can have it by 3 o'clock. If you order by 3 o'clock today, you will have your order at your house tomorrow. The holiday season is coming up and you're going to have some libations.
Like a mobile order?
Yeah.
Like I can just order Thrive off the phone. Just bang.
Bang.
That's the same.
Bing, bing, bing.
It's not bad.
No. And you can get a 3-bottle order or whatever order you want at DecideThrive.com. But the holidays are coming and you want to feel great throughout. You will feel guaranteed. You will feel 50% better or your money back at DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, the sky isn't falling. They lost the football game, but it's the way that they've lost. And anytime that the scary part is it as simple as facing a decent quarterback?
Boy, you don't want to think that. You don't want to think
that. It just may be that.
But here's the but the flip side of that is that they didn't move the ball effectively. What's more of a concern, your secondary or that Deshaun struggled against
secondary
against the against the defense of the Colts?
The defense of the Colts isn't bad. It's underrated. Secondly, I'm much more worried about the secondary than I am Deshaun. Deshaun will still make plays for you.
Well, you knew.
I don't like how long Deshaun's holding on to the football. But are you kidding me? The secondary versus Deshaun? I'm going to go with Deshaun.
T.Y. Hilton has had his four highest games in his history, three of them against the Texans. 229, 199, and 175.
In this building,
I think
too,
they all are.
I think so, too.
Those are three of his highest, 175, 199, and 223, 229, something like that. Seven of his 14 career games have gone for 100 yards or more. Half of his games go for 100 yards. That's pretty crazy if you think about it. Because while he's a good receiver, he hasn't been a consistently elite receiver, but he is against the Texans.
Have they all been with luck, too? Because if it's been with the Orlovskys or the whomever.
Well, that's even more scary.
That is worse. That is way worse. Let's get Chris in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Chris?
John, Lance, Dell, what's up, fellas?
How you doing? Man?
A little hungover this morning, guys. Went to Elton John last night. I need a little thrive right now, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. My wife and daughter went.
I mean, John, I had about 30 Coors Lights, and I feel like I'm not the Blue Mountains right now. I ain't going to lie to you.
Well, you should have taken three Thrive Plus before you went to bed, and you'd feel like $1 million today.
I know. Well, hey, it's a holiday show anyway, so I'm not really going to talk about Texans. I've been talking about it enough. John, let me ask you something. If the Beacons of Gondor weren't lit last night, do you think Minas Tirith would have been lost or what?
Well, listen, that's something that we can't. I don't even understand what he said.
He asked you about the battle at Minas Tirith, like if Gondor,
if the Beacons of Gondor weren't lit.
It was some of your little,
yeah, I know,
Lord of the Rings nerdy
yeah,
stuff.
I know.
Like if the horse got people, what are they from? I forgot the name of that kingdom. If they didn't come,
Randor. It's called Randor.
That's
no, it's not Gondor. It's
whatever that other tribe.
Florndorf.
Yeah.
No, not everything is Swedish. Oh. Stop it. I forgot their names.
Yeah, I forget their names.
The Shire.
That is an actual place.
If Tim's listening in Loedici, he can tell us because he knows everything.
Is it called the Shire?
He's read them.
That is where the
hobbits live. That's where
the
hobbits live.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Everyone knows where the Shire is.
What about Fox Shadows?
No, there's no such thing. You just made that up.
The Wall. What about the...
It's a different fantasy series altogether.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Let's stick. Listen, if we can do nerd Game of Thrones stuff, we can certainly do nerd
Rohan,
Lord of the Rings.
The Riders of Rohan.
Yeah.
But it wasn't them who came and saved them there. It was the elves, remember? The elves showed up because they weren't going to fight. And then the elves came down and helped the Minas Tirith win, right? Isn't that the one?
Yeah.
Because the Riders of Rohan came in the final battle to help.
Well, everybody came in the final battle.
Yeah, but it was
the eagles were coming, remember?
It was the elves. Yeah, by the way, those eagles, lazy. You guys could have saved this whole thing.
We wouldn't have a story if they just all got on the eagles and just dropped the ring.
Oh, but you guys will complain about...
Is this reference to the eagles and cowboys? Are y'all referencing the eagles like a...
No, we're answering...
They had saved us, meaning from the cowboys?
This guy doesn't want to talk about football, so we're just answering his questions, just like we would a football question. That's all. He wanted to talk about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Well...
We service everybody.
No, we're not servicing this. We're not servicing Chris right now. Lance does service everybody,
at least every show.
No.
Well, Lance is servicing his Rockets, that's for sure.
Lance.
Not at all.
You're the Hamburglar, the whore of 97.5. You got so many names.
Do you know that somebody called me Hamburglar? I took a picture with my wife looking like a snack, and somebody said, "How'd you pull that, Hamburglar?"
Yes.
It's not yes. I don't like that being branded.
I'm so glad
Then he just said, "Robble, robble, 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 robble." Send.
Is that the name he makes?
Yeah, the Hamburglar goes
noise
robble,
he makes
robble, robble. Yeah. He's got some.
I'm glad that it's now entered your private life, Hamburglar.
How about that? Well, it's like he's rebranded, just like I rebranded.
I want to rebrand.
He's rebranded.
How did you rebrand?
Coors Light.
Oh yeah, you did hit a.
I've done it. Not Dan Holden. Which one is Granato? He sends the
picture of the animal. The what were they called?
What is that?
Not the animals. Stay Gold Pony Boy.
Yeah, right.
The Outsiders?
The Outsiders. Because John used to be in a gang called the Animals, and so every once in a while, every few years...
It wasn't a
years,
gang, per se. It was just...
The Animals sounds like a gang. Sounds like somebody who would have been meeting up at Coney Island.
No, basically...
Ken! And we've got the Animals from the north side of Chicago!
South side
of Chicago. Can you... Dig it.
Not our holding a Coors Light, so that wasn't us. That's absolutely true, if you want to know the truth. The only reason that we were a gang is because we all like to drink and stuff, okay?
So you and Chad are in a gang, then?
Well, yeah, we're in a gang, yes. Yeah, it's a lot nicer gang.
It's not a gang, it's a drinking, it's a drinking issue. It's not called a gang, it's called you can't stop drinking Coors Light.
Thank you.
That's called...
Why would you? Why would you want to live a life?
It's eventually going to be called an intervention.
Why would
you
want to live a life?
We feel like you got some good stuff that you can still do.
Well,
like, I'd let him just keep working. I'd let him keep doing his thing. He's going to pull something else on the air. Let him say, just let him do what he does.
826 ESPN 97.5.
Look, we got to get in there and talk to Josh. Shut up! Just let him do his thing. John, we got some Coors Lights here for you. We got a cooler. The next thing is, they're going to start rolling in a cooler in the morning.
You know what I got to do today, what? Right after the show?
Brush teeth?
No, I brushed my teeth this morning with my 2 minutes. Quip. For 2 minutes,
what
I did.
What do you have to do?
With my Quip toothbrush. I have to voice a chapter of Fred's book.
Oh, you are going to do that?
Yeah.
What's your character that is? Is it a heart, open-heart surgeon?
No, he's a...
Are you playing a role of heart surgeon?
He's an Italian
murderer.
Are you
an accountant?
Huh?
You're not an accountant in this?
What
I'm
are
not,
you? Are
see,
you,
I'm a role... Listen, I'm typecast in this, okay?
Apparently. So what is what's your role?
I'm the Italian murderer. Okay. I'm a
what
mafia.
A stretch.
I'm a mafia.
What
guy.
A stretch. Are you, animals.
Are you going to put on an accent?
No. I'm just going to
talk,
gonna like,
talk
this.
Like this.
Yeah. Oh, use, okay. Hey, listen.
Use.
Use guys needed. I needed to kill the guy. What am I going to do? I did it. What am I going to do? That's all. And, well, I'm not going to be. Who was the guy, Dell, that in Peaky Blinders' second season? He was the Italian that came, and he was with the toothpick.
Adrian Brody.
Oh, that was the worst acting job ever. Did you see Peaky Blinders season 2?
No.
Oh my God.
I still have to.
Adrian Brody was the worst. The worst. It's embarrassing to my people.
It's just
what
like,
Adrian
is it
Brody
just
did.
A play on?
It was. He was. He thought he
Brando.
Was. The, he's talking like this. Yeah. Hey. You know, and he had a toothpick the whole time. It was horrible.
So he's playing off of like Brando.
Yeah, Brando.
Why would anybody do that? That's considered too clownish.
I've got a blood feud.
Yeah,
like once
that was it.
Brando is like that's the guy. So you don't do either that or you do the other.
It was almost comical how bad he was. Almost comical. I'm not doing
John's
that. I got to do this for you. I ain't doing that.
John
okay?
was more one of those hooligans from like Donnie Brasco. Yeah. That's more like real mock.
Forget
like,
about it.
Like. I'm trying to take down scores, and the animals have a bunch of the pay meters. Trying to crack open the pay meters, get the coins out. What? A score's a score.
You got nickels. What the hell's wrong with you?
But you're
risking to go to jail for nickels?
A score's a score. What? A score is a score, though.
Do you think that I brushed my teeth this morning?
That's a coin flipper.
Listen, if
you use toothpaste or Coors Light?
I use toothpaste because I use my Quip toothpaste. Thank you.
Oh, they have special toothpaste?
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. And not only that, but they got a travel toothpaste for you, too.
Good, because that
not
makes
only
sense.
A big one.
So they're not trying to throw your toothpaste out of the carry-on bag.
That's right. No, absolutely. If you're looking for, well, it's the best toothbrush I've ever owned. And this is not even arguable. And, oh, by the way, it makes a great stocking stuffer. It's $25, okay? And you get, and then every 3 months, and you get the first one for free, every 3 months, they will send you the new bristles and more toothpaste because that's what they do. And it's $5 every 3 months. That's it. Bing, 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 done. And you never have to worry about, you don't have to worry about going to the store, buying toothpaste anymore, buying a toothbrush anymore. You've got it for life. And this was the smartest toothbrush ever. It tells you when to switch quadrants every 30 seconds. It's the smartest. I didn't know what I was doing before. Okay? I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Now I know because I've got my Quip toothbrush. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. You can have yours by Christmas to have in the stockings. GetQuip.com/ESPN975.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Patrick's been waiting a little while to get in here, so let's get him in to hang with Patrick. He wants to talk some playoffs. What do you say, Patrick?
Hey, guys, what's going on? So I'm wondering if last night, if the Sunday night game changed in your minds the narrative at all of the NFC playoffs. And I hear a lot of people just giving the Saints the Super Bowl because of home field advantage that is right in front of their face. So I'm wondering if the home field is maybe a little overrated. What do you think?
Oh, not at all. Not with the not in the Saints case. You ever been in that stadium for a game? Patrick, have you ever been in that stadium for a game?
I have.
It's pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
I do think from a narrative standpoint, it's always interesting when one of the big boys goes, and I mean a 6-point game. The Rams have not played consistent football on both sides of the ball really for a little while now. When the defense is playing well, the offense struggled yesterday. When the offense has played well, they've had to be in shootouts because they're
losing Cooper Kupp hurt. It's not like they don't have weapons though that they can score with, but who are you going to take, Drew Brees or Goff?
Oh, Drew Brees all day.
Yeah. So, and especially in that building. Listen, I've been in.
What was the narrative,
Patrick? I've been in almost every NFL stadium, and there are two that are without a doubt the best.
Kansas City.
No.
No.
Seattle and New Orleans.
Oh, Seattle. Yeah.
Seattle and New Orleans.
You say Kansas City can be really good too. Why did? How would the narrative have changed? Because I think right now the Saints have already beaten the Rams once. And the Saints have the home field advantage. I would think the narrative is pretty much the same. Only
now that game could have gone either way, though. That Saints Rams game.
It was a high flying game, but what I learned, Patrick, was the Rams probably don't want to see cold weather, but they probably don't have to. You got, you know, West Coast weather, and you got a dome stadium, but the Saints are pretty damn skippy at home.
Yeah. No, it means something this year, Patrick. I'm not saying I'm giving it to him, and you never know when, you know, the Saints could throw in a stinker. Hey, look at what's happened the last couple of weeks. Dallas playing the way they did against the Saints. The Ravens playing the way that they did against the Chiefs. The Bears playing the way they did against the Rams. This was all, we were all about off. We were about 54-51. We were about high-flying offense. This is unstoppable. The last couple of weeks, we have seen what good defensive teams can do to these high-flying offenses. The Bears going to the Saints, I think the Bears have a better shot in that building than the Rams do.
I think you might be right, because the Bears can make the Saints uncomfortable offensively with what they do and their team speed. The Rams is just, you're facing a mirror image only with a better quarterback. You've got a better quarterback. If it just comes down to we're the same teams, who's got the best quarterback, Jared Goff is going to lose to Drew Brees probably at least 6 out of 10 times and maybe 7 out of 10 times. In New Orleans, probably closer to 7 out of 10 times. With the Bears, I feel like it's still the Saints 7 out of 10 times, but the ability to have a game that falls outside of the norm is a possibility with the Bears defense. And with Jordan Howard and a running game and a wild card like Cohen, they still don't have the passing. Like, you still have to kind of Ravens that thing, like 2000 Ravens a little bit, because they still don't have a wide open attack. And if it gets in a scoring battle, you know, if you're not stopping the Saints, the Rams can, that's the difference. The Rams can still compete with you if it gets into a shootout. The Bears are done. If the Saints got 14 early, the Bears would really, really struggle to stay in that game. But man, one thing we've seen with defense in every sport, good pitching in baseball, good defense in basketball and football can change. All of a sudden, it just changes the way you think a game's going to be played.
I think it's changed the narrative of the season right now. And I'll tell you this. Honestly, who in the AFC plays any defense? The Chiefs don't. The Patriots?
Texans.
The Texans?
The Texans play some defense.
The Steelers?
The Texans play some defense.
Not against good quarterbacks, dude.
The Ravens, but no one thinks they
have a shot. The Ravens, and they're 7-6.
Yeah, the Steelers, as far as teams we would think, oh, okay, maybe they have a shot to win Super Bowl. They're the best at seventh in yards
and,
per.
And, And they haven't played defense since the Panthers game.
And the Chargers are
eighth. If you want to know the truth. And the Panthers, my God, you want to talk about it. Something that fell apart.
Yeah. The Chargers are
total nightmare.
So if you're looking at for the best combo of offense and defense, you probably have to go with the Chargers. They're eighth in points.
I would say the Chargers. You know, if you want to know the truth, we'll see this
They'll
week.
They'll get Mel Gordon back, too.
Yeah. The Chargers may be the best team in the
NFC. Chargers might, because they got Joey Bosa back. You got Ingram and Bosa are just off the edge, and you got better talent. You got a thumper as a rookie. You got two running backs that are diverse talents.
But Eckler is now hurt.
Oh, did Eckler get hurt yesterday?
I saw that
coming. You got Mel Gordon who will be coming back, and then you've got a possession receiver with Keenan, a young target in Mike Williams, and a smart quarterback. Yeah. I mean, of all the teams that are the most diverse team on both sides, I would have said the Texans were in competition. It is amazing what probably speaks more to us than anything as people, but it is amazing how your perceptions can change after a game. Like right now, I'm thinking, well, how can they beat a good quarterback? They won 9 in a row beating the likes of a Dak Prescott who threw for over 400. Dak is right now one of the top 3 quarterbacks in the league. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, I said it. Yeah, 400 yards. You boom. Said that. Roasted.
How many turnovers did he have yesterday?
I don't know. Less than touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, Amari Cooper did a lot of that.
Yeah. Let's see. Amari Cooper couldn't do anything with Derek Carr, but he gets with Dak Prescott. Oh, look, he's a touchdown machine.
You're trolling aside. If I'm Michael Gallup, I'm like, what the hell? I get open just as much as Amari Cooper, and you can't hit me in stride once.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Remember, he missed him on that Monday night care to Sunday night
game? He hit some couple times yesterday. Yeah.
And even Amari Cooper, when it's bad passes, they end up in his hands for touchdowns. Yeah. It's not the first time. Yesterday wasn't the first time either. Did he have one of those? Or he had a little just catch and run, like slips tackles, and all of a sudden it's a 90-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
And he's making Dak look good.
How about that Derek Carr actually had a 300-yard game?
It was weird. I thought Derek was close to getting cut.
How about that the Steelers? How about that Ben Roethlisberger standing on the sidelines? What? And he didn't put him back in. He said, yeah, he probably could have come in a series or two earlier. What? And you he just standing there. Really? Are you kidding me?
Hey, we're just trying to get Josh Dobbs some reps.
Really? Is that what you want?
We think so little of the Raiders that we're... By the way, you lost. But we think so little of the Raiders that we're just trying to get Josh some reps in a regular season game.
A little vacation.
Yeah.
A little time off.
And we got a good one here in Derek Carr. Man, this is great. We trade away Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack, and look at us beat the Steelers. Step up, play good Raider football. Man, that's good. Good stadium field. Great field. Love this field. Man, you can't even get... I walked out on midfield. I was going to shake hands with Mike Tomlin on another terribly coached game. I fell on the ground. It slipped and fell. I was walking. There wasn't even an ice patch. It just fell down. It's great. That's what Raider football is, falling down.
That's what Steelers football is.
Randomly falling on Steelers. And the Steelers have become such a clown show with the way they're finishing games. The interception against Denver, the loss last week. This week, they have a field goal that ends up in a guard's ass. Boom! Because the kicker slipped and fell on the turf, which is going to happen in Oakland.
Well, one of the positives, though, this week that you take away from the Texans is that Lamar Miller didn't fall down just running in the open field. Yeah, right? Am I right?
Well, he didn't have a lot of open field space.
Well, that's true. He wasn't in the open field.
Is that a silver lining?
If you limit the number of times he's in the open field, he may not fall down.
He may not fall down. But that was a positive. At least Lamar Miller didn't fall
down. I'm trying to figure out how
one time while he was in the open field.
Well, Lamar Miller, can we account for probably, let's say, 200 yards that Lamar Miller has lost during his Texans time because of his falling down?
Just falling down?
Do you think it's probably around 200 yards at least?
Oh, yes, easily. Skates?
Yes.
Yeah.
Skates.
Skates Miller? Yes.
All of a sudden, he's back to Skates Miller.
Yeah.
He had those 100-yard games, and now one loss, and he's back to Skates Miller.
One.
And it wasn't even his fault.
No, but I'll tell you what, the Colts do stop the run. Darius Leonard's real now. I mean, how many, do you have, another 12
another
tackles?
Another sack, more tackles. Yeah, Darius Leonard is.
That's a good pickup by Ballard. That was a nice pick.
The guy can run. You know, if you go look at his stats in college, he was at South Carolina State, and you think, oh, South Carolina State. He had 16 tackles against Clemson. When I watched him, I was like, ooh. So I called his position coach. And, you know, if I do that for major universities, a lot of times I can't get the coach's answer back. Small universities, they're more than happy to help you out. And I said, what's his deal? Well, he came at 185. He was a wide receiver. His brother, I think his brother played at Clemson, so he was super pissed off that Clemson didn't offer him, but he wasn't good enough to go to Clemson or South Carolina. And then he said he added 40 pounds. He runs in the 4.5s. He's a former receiver who can still run in a 4.5s. He added 40 pounds while he's in college. And he has like double-digit sacks and tackles for losses and interceptions for his career. He's like had 14 interceptions. It's like just a ton of production. I thought, well, it's at a smaller school level. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That didn't matter.
If you can make plays, you can make plays.
Yeah. And if you want to rent out your house.
How about Andre Howell? Huh? You want a silver lining? Andre Howell, 2 straight weeks with interceptions.
Yeah.
The guy beats cancer. 2 straight interceptions. By the way, every time he's on the field, way, he makes plays a lot.
By the way, the Texans safety position may be the best position on the team. Justin Reed, Tyrann Mathieu, Andre Howell.
That's the craziest sounding thing you've ever said.
And this is the first time they've ever had any good safeties.
I like the linebacker position okay. I mean, on paper, I like the defensive line.
Really?
No, we got
merciless. I mean, I know he made a tackle the first play of the game.
Well, I'm really talking more Zach Cunningham, Peters, Cole, and Bernardrick McKinney. Yeah, maybe not better in safeties. Yeah, you're right.
Certainly better in corner. Wide receiver is a possibility with Demaryius now. Although, you know, with
who's
Fuller
your third?
If Fuller,
Joe Webb?
No, but if Fuller's healthy, which I don't
yeah,
know.
Keep going.
I don't know why I just
if
said
Fuller's
that.
Healthy, that's hilarious.
And Kiki QT, you remember that day he was there? Yeah.
Have they played with Fuller and QT in the same game? I think they have.
You've never seen them in the same room.
I think we've seen them in the same room.
They haven't
before.
Seen that. You know what? How about that you need to rent out your house right now? You can't sell it. That's just ridiculous to try and sell your home. That would be that's committing murder. Why you're killing yourself? Okay, that would be like murder charges against yourself.
Ooh.
Don't do it. Rent your home out. That's what we're talking about here. Renting your home, and where you do it is Renters Warehouse. RentersWarehouse.com. 713-224-RENT. They are the best at. I don't know that there's another company that does this. Is there?
There are other companies. I didn't know that, but there are other companies. You just don't know about them as much because Renters Warehouse has done a good job. They've done a good job of marketing themselves. And then once you find out how good they are for $99 a month, the word of mouth just goes ballistic. And they do. For $99 a month, they market your property. They help you set the price. They find you renters. They do the background checks. They collect your rent. They take care of anything that happens with your home. They are literally landlords, they are rent estate agents, and all in one tidy package for just $99 a month. Let your house pay you instead of you paying towards your house. Build your equity, build your wealth. RentersWarehouse.com. Call 713-224-RENT or go to RentersWarehouse.com to find out what your house will rent for today.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
852 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. All right. Let's say the wild card team. Let's say it's all set.
I feel like we're getting there.
Okay. I think we are too. I think, you know, I said the loss now is saying whatever. It was a guy that after the game, he's like, now all the Titans have to do and the Colts. And he's going on. And I went, okay, let's bet. I'll take the Texans in the division. Okay.
Oh, wait. He was saying the Texans would lose
the
division.
Yeah, now look at where now you just let them back in and here they are. Okay, let's bet. Let's go. And he's like, no, I got to go. Bye. Okay. So, let's say that they're set. And let's say it's the Ravens. Let's say the Ravens actually get there. Rank the quarterbacks in the AFC playoffs. Mahomes has to be first. I mean, he's the most explosive, right?
If you have to rank him, I would say Pat Mahomes. You have to rank the guy highest that makes the most plays. So you go Pat Mahomes. I would say number two. I'd go Rivers, two.
Above Brady.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Brady, two, obviously. Well, Brady, one or two. No, I think you got to go Brady, one. Out of respect to Tom Brady's success and his ability.
But Tom Brady this year, and I have a feeling it has to do with the knee. Tom Brady this year is not the same guy.
But Gronk hasn't
been the same guy. But even when Gronk was, he hasn't been nearly as accurate. I think it's the knee.
His accuracy hasn't been
as good. His accuracy has not been the same. Now,
can you put Mahomes one over Brady? Can you do it?
Who would you rather face right now?
I mean, I would rather face Brady. But not as the Texans, because
I think that's the answer. Who would you rather game plan for?
Well, you're game planning for Tariq Hill, so you're game planning for Travis Kelce. I'd rather have the weapons that Mahomes is throwing to than Brady. So I guess that should factor as well. These guys aren't playing in a vacuum; they're playing with their players. So yeah, from that standpoint, I would say Tyreek and Kelce greater than Gronkowski and Edelman.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Josh, that's the dirty little secret about Tom Brady. Other than Randy Moss, he really doesn't deal well with big outside receivers. He just doesn't throw. He doesn't have that kind of arm talent where he can take advantage of a Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon for with Pat Mahomes, forget about it.
I don't know if it's arm talent as much as he hasn't had talent. I mean, once Deion Branch left, look at what Deion Branch did when he left Brady.
I know,
Brady.
But how do you not do more with a player like Josh Gordon?
Because Josh Gordon is still a head case.
Josh Gordon's
Are you sure Josh Gordon is on the same page all the time with Tom Brady?
No, I'm not sure of that, but Tom Brady hasn't been there. Aaron Dobson, Chad Jackson, there's been a ton of wide receivers they thought were going to be the outside solution, and he just doesn't throw to outside receivers. That's not the throw he likes to make. Other than Moss, that was 11 years ago, Randy, he really doesn't
and Deion,
care to throw.
No, early on, Deion Branch, he used to. Remember, he made Deion Branch a bunch of money.
That was even longer ago.
Well, I know. Right. No question. So, Brady and Mahomes, whatever. Rivers.
Ben. Or Watson.
I guess.
I don't know.
Ben.
That's a hard one.
I might take Watson over Ben.
I might, because Watson's not as dangerous with the feet right now as he was before.
Yeah, he had some openings yesterday that he just didn't take.
All right, but you know what you're throwing to, if we go by, you're throwing to Antonio Brown and you're throwing to Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster versus Nuke and Demaryius. I would rather have what Ben's throwing to. Because Smith-Schuster is a lot better than Demaryius right now.
Right. And let's face it, the Steelers' offense is much more dynamic than the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're in a completely different argument then. We're talking about offenses. Right. So what we've basically gone to is offenses versus quarterbacks, which probably is what we should do since the quarterbacks are an extension a lot of times of what they have around them. So
So
who's the wild card team?
The other wild card is the Ravens.
The Ravens. So, yeah, you'd say Watson is either four or five.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Ravens are a long step behind. I would say that I think Ben and Deshaun and Phillip Rivers are still kind of bunched up.
Which rank the coaches? Belichick. Yesterday, notwithstanding.
Belichick, Reed. Just head coaches, I'd say Belichick, Reed. O'Brien, Tomlin. No. Harbaugh, O'Brien, Tomlin, Lynn.
You think Lynn last?
I haven't. What's he done?
Why would O'Brien?
Multiple division
You'd have O'Brien ahead of Tomlin, did you
multiple.
Say?
Multiple. Yeah, I don't think Mike Tomlin is this great. I don't think he is this great head coach.
You'd have O'Brien third.
No, fourth. I remembered that Harbaugh was in the mix. Harbaugh is ahead. Harbaugh might be two. No, Reed is up there high. I'd say Harbaugh three. But I think the mix between four, five, and six, that's another one where four, five, six, you could easily go Tomlin, O'Brien, Lynn. I don't know where you would make Anthony Lynn, where you would put him ahead of O'Brien, just basically because he doesn't have the same experience, game experience. whether you like him or not, O'Brien has been in the playoffs multiple times, and it's always going exceptionally well.
And I've seen him beat Connor Cook, and that's it.
Yeah, then don't run Connor Cook up here. Or don't run Andy Dalton
up
here.
Pull up Connor Cook.
Pull up Andy Dalton. Pull up Connor Cook. Mm. He beat Andy Dalton, too. Don't act like he didn't beat Andy Dalton.
No, he's got one playoff win.
He didn't have two? Cook.
No, he's got one.
Oh, that wasn't O'Brien.
Yeah, it wasn't O'Brien.
That was the other Texans.
Yeah, that wasn't O'Brien.
The O'Brien Texans? He had the Kansas City loss that we also called the Hoyer game. It's known as the Hoyer game.
The five.
Also the Nile Davis.
Yeah, the five turnovers.
Game.
Yeah.
You had the Connor Cook thrashing. Is that
and
it?
And then two New England games.
Yeah.
Or one New England.
No, one New England,
one New England game. Which he should have won if Fuller catches that ball. He could have brocked him.
Fuller, I don't know about winning it. They had a good first half, though.
They did win the game to me. You know what else? Ooh, I shouldn't. Listen, I had a nice week at Prime.
Yep.
And then I kind of ruined it last night a little bit.
Did you?
I did. But, dude.
You did. You had a good run.
It's Sunday night.
Hey, you
won
in a tournament, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's Sunday
night.
No one
got
there
the chip
last night, though. Nobody got my chip.
Well, they got my chip last time. They shouldn't have.
No, I gave the chip back. but last night, it's Sunday night, watching the Rams and Bears, and playing. There's a dozen tables going on. Whatever game you want to play, it's unbelievable. If you love to play Pot Limit Omaha, holy crap, they got six tables going at once. It's unbelievable. The competition is tremendous there, by the way. If you're a Hold'em guy, that's fine. Tournaments every day. What about the tournament this? And, oh, by the way, how about this? You bring the receipt from the toys that you bring, and you're going to get that much time on your card.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, toy drive. You bring
that's
the receipt.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. If you buy $500 worth of toys for the toy drive, they'll give you $500 on your card. How about that?
That's pretty sweet. Well, so that's just one of the things they're doing. Look, that's if you want to be philanthropic or whatever, that's fine. I'm just talking about trying to play some cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about trying to get in a cash game and make a little money. That's what you love to do. I love to play tournaments. Cash games are okay, but for me, tournaments are the most fun I have. And I don't mind playing 5 or 6 hours as long as I get to the final table and get a little chop going or win the whole thing. And you've got your opportunity there at Prime Social. Beautiful building, standalone building with designated parking. They've got valet service. They've got security service. They are waiting for you to come in and enjoy some great cards with them over at Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer. Go and take advantage of. And if you've never gone, go there, have a drink, have some food, have your lunch. You can have it at the table or at the bar, whatever you want to do. And then just go play in a little cards. Just get a little feeler, just a little taste, just to see how you like it. Once you're comfortable, you're going to keep coming in time after time after time. You got to find somewhere to go during the crazy holiday season when you're tired of the family or the in-laws. Roll over to Prime. PrimeSocialTX.com, 7801 Westheimer.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay.